Turn your Bibles, will, to Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11. We've gone through and considered many mountains in the Scripture, and this morning is no different from that. I hope that this has been a blessing to you. It certainly has for me. Years ago, when I understood about this kind of study and consideration in the Scriptures and how much is here to speak to us, and you pray that the Lord will bless us and help us together here this morning. In Hebrews chapter 11, the honor roll of faith, we see here in verse number 23, where the Scripture says, "And by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents, because they saw that he was a proper child, and they were not afraid of the king's commandments," speaking about his parents. "And by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season, esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches," and hang on to that, "greater riches than the treasures in Egypt. For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. By faith he forsook Egypt, not fearing the wrath of the king, for he endured as seeing him who is invisible. Through faith he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn in the plagues should touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, when the Egyptians essaying to do so were drowned." We see here about Brother Moses and a man called by God and a man made great by God for this work and this purpose. And what we want to consider here this morning is what it says there in the latter part of verse number 26. "For he had respect," that means it got his attention, and he knew that he needed to esteem this principle. He knew that he needed to esteem. It was well for him to respect this point unto the recompense of the reward. Now the reward of Egypt was there, and he understood about following that way and what it would yield. But then the call of the Lord came unto him. And of course, the children of Israel are there in Egypt, and they are the Lord's. And he was raised understanding that, and was the salvation of his life was miraculous. When I get into the details of that this morning, but if you, I trust you know about his situation when he was a babe and his parents and what they did and everything and hiding him and how Pharaoh's daughter came and got him out. It was the work and preservation of the Lord. He knew that they are the Lord's people in his day and now, and so looking on at the call of God, it talks here, he esteemed the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, because he knew that he needed to pay attention to that reward and that calling too. He had respect unto the payment. That's what that word recompense is talking about, payment. Requiting is a synonym of that word recompense, of the reward. Our Lord, our God, our Lord is King above all, and he's to be worshipped because he is King. But you know what? Don't forget what it says in verse number 6. And I've been taught this, and I've said this even myself, that we don't serve the Lord for reward, but we need to understand that indeed following and obeying the Lord, there is a reward. And look at this, it's because of the Lord and him, his life, and it won't do anything but get better and better with our Lord. Verse number 6, "But without faith it is impossible to please him," God Almighty. "For he that cometh to God must believe that he is," that he's really there. And he's not there in general, but he's there paying attention to you. And has a call, a desire, a purpose, a message, a word to us. "Must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Brother Mark is going through a study about Abram. And he's waiting for him to come become Abraham so he can get that name thing straight. It's hard, isn't it, brother? He did it this morning. I was watching him. I'd do the same thing. At least he didn't call him Noah. Brother Abraham was called by the Lord, saved by the Lord, and what did the Lord do? He told him about his promise. You hear that? That's the way the Lord does it. The Lord doesn't save unto nothing. The Lord doesn't save unto the status quo or the same old, does he? But that's the way the Lord does, is when he tells about the need of salvation, when he gives the call to follow him, he always tells what lies ahead. He did that with Brother Abraham. And here it tells us that the Lord is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Our brother pointed out as he's been studying this, and this is a simple thing, but he's been studying and looking into this, thought that he knew about the account of Abram and Abraham, and stuff's flying out at the page at him and just blessing him. And the Lord's teaching him as he's studying to teach us. The Lord's teaching him, and the blessings abound, and the Lord fills us up. You see that? Seeking the Lord, just that simple thing, seeking the Lord and his word, there's a reward. There's a blessing in that. That's what we want to look at this morning in the life of our brother Moses. This about Mounts Gerizim and Ebal, the mounts of blessing and cursing. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Deuteronomy chapter 10. Brother Moses has led the children of Israel for 40 years, 45 years, something like that. 40 years, rather. And he's taken his final opportunity here to preach to them in the book of Deuteronomy. Lord's given them the law, given them moral, sacrificial, ceremonial law, all the things that they're to order. He's given them instruction about different things. And Brother Moses is reminding them again, kind of like Brother Peter, right? And here in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse number 12, we read here, we're just going to glance off of this subject. But our brother Tez says unto them in Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse number 12, "And now, Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul." That's what he wants. The Lord wants everything. And he's worthy of everything. "To keep the commandments of the Lord," verse 13, "and his statutes, which I command thee this day for thy good." He said, it's for your good, isn't it? That's what he wants. He wants you and desires for you to follow him and obey him. And isn't it for thy good? Indeed it is. "Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is the Lord's thy God." Know who he is and where he stands in regards to power. "The earth also, he's the creator with all that is therein." That's the God that is calling you. "Only the Lord had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people as it is this day." A reminder of the call starting with Abram, Brother Abraham. And so he reminds them what the Lord requires, and he begins to hint at what the Lord's going to do for them. It will be for their good indeed. He talks here about the calling of the Lord upon them. You know, what a blessing it is. What a blessing it is to live in a day and live in a time, live among a people, live in an age, live in a country where the gospel, the word of God, goes out freely. I tell you what, over in India, it's not that way. Over in Russia, in places, it's not that way. Over in China, it is not that way. Remember, Brother Cecil Farrell talks about those Chinese fellas that get a Bible and say that's the first time they've ever held a Bible in their hands? They've never even heard the call of the Lord because they've not had the word of God there. And they've not, many of them, thousands, tens of thousands, no telling how many, have not even heard the call, the message, the word of the Lord, the gospel of the Lord. Children of Israel have, and many of our land have. And the Lord says, you believe and trust and rest in me, and I will bless you indeed. In Deuteronomy chapter 11, we come over here to verse number 26. Brother Moses is reminding them about different events and how the Lord worked mightily, how the Lord worked mightily, how the Lord worked mightily. And it was always the Lord did chastise them to get their attention, to turn them back. And then what did the Lord do? He worked mightily. They'd rest in him. They'd trust in him. That up and down thing. The Lord never quit them. Remember, Satan in the world system and the way of men wants to do nothing but destroy. never has an outlook and a view of a lasting thing. You know what the Lord did? The Lord's always looking for a lasting thing. The Lord's always pointing and directing to a lasting thing. In Deuteronomy 11, verse number 26, Moses says, behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. What does it say in Hebrews? He had respect under the recompense of the reward. The calling of the Lord is not without a blessing indeed. The calling is a blessing. And the salvation of the soul is a blessing, but there's a blessing beyond that. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods which ye have not known. And it shall come to pass when the Lord thy God hath brought thee into a land whithersoever thou goest to possess it, that thou shalt put the blessing upon Mount Gerizim and the curse upon Mount Ebal. They are they not on the other side Jordan, by the way where the sun goeth down, in the land of the Canaanites, which dwell in the champaign over against Gilgal, beside the plains of Moreh? He points out those two mountains to them and their situation, their position. For ye shall pass over Jordan to go in to possess the land which the Lord your God giveth you, and ye shall possess it and dwell therein. And ye shall observe to do all the statutes and judgments which I set before you this day. So he tells them in a prophetic preparation sense that he says, you're going to go in that land and you're going to go between these two mountains. And one of these mountains is going to stand to be the blessing, and one of these mountains is going to stand to be the cursing as you go in. They're being told that in advance. They're being told that so they'll know. They're being told that so they can chew on it and understand and know about it. In chapter 27, as our brother continues on in these messages, he gives them more about this. In Deuteronomy chapter 27, we read in verse number 1, and Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day. And it shall be on the day when you shall pass over Jordan to the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, that thou shalt set thee up great stones and plaster them with plaster. And thou shalt write upon them all the words of this law when thou art passed over, that thou mayest go in into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, a land that floweth with milk and honey, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee. Therefore it shall be when ye be going over Jordan that ye shall set up these stones which I command you this day in Mount Ebal. And thou shalt plaster them with plaster. And there shalt thou build an altar unto the Lord thy God, an altar of stones. Thou shalt not lift up any iron tool upon them. Thou shalt build the altar of the Lord thy God of whole stones. Thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereon unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt offer peace offerings. Thou shalt eat there and rejoice before the Lord thy God. And thou shalt write upon the stones all the words of this law very plainly. And Moses and the priests and the Levites spake unto all Israel, saying, Take heed and hearken, O Israel, this day thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. Thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord thy God, and do his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Verse 11. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, These shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people. When you are come over Jordan, Simeon and Levi and Judah and Issachar and Joseph and Benjamin, and these shall stand upon Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. It's a rehearsal. It's giving them the words that they need and giving them the instruction and the layout of how it's going to be when they come to this day of going into the land that the Lord gives them. Listen to what he tells them. And the Levites shall speak, verse 14, and say unto all the men of Israel with a loud voice, Cursed be the man that maketh any graven or molten image, an abomination to the Lord, unto the Lord, the work of the hands of the craftsman, and putteth it in a secret place, and all the people shall answer and say, Amen. Cursed be he that setteth light by his father and his or his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, changes the boundary, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that perverteth the judgment of the stranger, fatherless, and widow, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his father's wife, because he uncovereth his father's skirt, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with any manner of beast, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his sister, the daughter of his father, or the daughter of his mother, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that lieth with his mother-in-law, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that smiteth his neighbor secretly, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that taketh reward to slay an innocent person, and all the people shall say, Amen. Cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them, and all the people shall say, Amen. So Moses declares unto them how it's going to be in this day, the tribes that are going to be on Gerizim, the tribes that are going to be on Ebal, what the Levites are to say and what the people are to confirm and agree to. And notice here that the emphasis here is upon the curses. The emphasis here is upon the abominable things that the people of the land are doing. And the Lord puts that emphasis upon those curses there with the nation and the tribes as they will look to enter in. In chapter 28, this is a notable chapter indeed, and we don't have time to cover it all. But listen to what our brother says unto them. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. There's a principle that's here. There's a principle, I believe, that's here. And of course, this directly came to the nation of Israel. But there's a principle here that I believe, indeed, the Lord will honor for nations, for governments, and for families, and for individuals. Because, see, this is the word of the Lord. And these are the things that are important to the Lord. Did you notice about these curses that they have nothing to do with the ceremonial or sacrificial law? They have to do with all things moral. They still apply today. They've applied since the beginning, if you will. And it said that there are some things there that are different at the time that nation, the Lord made the nation because of the way it works amongst mankind. But the Lord says, Moses says, if you obey the Lord, he'll set you above the nations. He will bless you. See, he had respect of the recompense of the reward. The Lord is calling, and the Lord says, follow me, come unto me, believe me, trust me in all that I say. There is a reward. See, the call is not of the Lord is not heeded because of the blessing. It's not a trade, but the call should be heeded and is to be heeded because he is the Lord. And understand, with the Lord, there's always a blessing. And these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, verse 2, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city. Blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall the fruit of thy shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, and the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause thine enemies to rise up against thee, to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one day and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee in a holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee. And if thou keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, and all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. And the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure in the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand nor to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. Our brother, he does mention, as they go between those mountains to enter into the land at this future time, the cursing is what's reminded about. But Brother Moses tells about the blessing too. What's he say? You will be blessed in every way. Even your basket won't have any holes in it, so your harvest will dribble out on the ground on the way to the storehouse. Even at your storehouse and your cannon and what you put up and what you store up, the Lord is able to multiply it even there. That's the Lord that you serve. That's the God that you serve and his blessing. You'll be blessed with children, you'll be blessed with your stock, you'll be blessed if you obey and you follow him and seek none other. In this chapter, and we don't have time for it, 14 verses that spell out the blessing of the Lord upon them if they will obey and hearken unto the Lord. The rest of the chapter, 54 verses, speak about the multitude of the curse if they go away. Listen, there is no way to go unto life but to follow and obey the Lord. His blessing abounds eternally. But I tell you what, go away from the Lord. Go the other direction. Go the way that makes sense to you, the sense of the world, or follow the way of others. Tell you what, there's nothing but cursing. Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store, he says here. Verse 19, cursed shall thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shall thou be when thou goest out. Verse 32, thy sons and thy daughters shall be given unto another people. Thine ox, verse 31, shall be slain before thine eyes. This is what we're experiencing in our day, in our country. Verse 28, the Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness and astonishment of heart. What needs to be done in our country is really pretty simple. But because of the workings of man and all the bureaucracy that's been created and all that, our government officials find it hard to even buy paper for the printer. Madness. Madness. Companies of the world are ran like well-oiled machines, but it seems like we just cannot manage the data of our country. Why is that? It's a built-in obstruction to good and right things. Verse 25, the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. And I'm afraid that that lays ahead for us. The Lord, verse 24, the Lord shall make the rain of thy land powder and dust. You know, last year in our region, we had a bumper crop of corn coming on, didn't we? I mean, we had rain just right. I'm no farmer, but that was just what I was seeing. The corn was standing tall and big old ears and everything. The Lord showed us last year what too much rain will do. And it was a trial for the corn harvest last year, wasn't it, Brother Bobby? It was a trial. Mold in the field, mold at the dryer. Go ahead and take your hit and take it to the elevator and get it out of here and pray it goes away and it never happens again. So our brother lays out the blessing and the cursing, nearly four times the cursing in regards to verses here. But then we come to the day, Joshua verse chapter 8. The Lord gives them a great victory. The children of Israel being led by Joshua as they go in into the land. And it gives them a great victory at Jericho. And they have a great victory at Ai. And it comes time that these two mountains are facing them. Mounts Gerizim and Ebal, the mounts of blessing and cursing. Verse number 30 of Joshua 8. Then Joshua built an altar unto the Lord of Israel in Mount Ebal. Joshua 8, verse 31. And Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded the children of Israel, as it is written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of whole stones over which no man hath lift up any iron. And they offered thereon burnt offerings unto the Lord and sacrificed peace offerings. And he wrote thereon upon the stones a copy of the law of Moses, which he wrote in the presence of the children of Israel. Verse 33, and all Israel and their elders and officers and their judges stood on this side, the ark, and on that side before the priests, the Levites, which bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, as well as the stranger, as he that was born among them, half of them over against Mount Gerizim, and half of them over against Mount Ebal, as Moses, servant of the Lord, had commanded before, that they should bless the people of Israel. And afterward he read all the words of the law, the blessings and cursings, according to all that is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses commanded, which Joshua read not before all the congregation of Israel, with the women and the little ones and the strangers that were conversant among them. If they could understood, they were there. And so it finally came to that day. And you know what? They did what the Lord had commanded through Brother Moses. They read, the Levites told out about the cursings, and the people said, amen. They read about the blessings that Brother Moses said would come upon them if they would be obedient to their Lord that had called them. And they read also the cursings that were contained there indeed. In conclusion, some would say, well, Brother Jim, this was to Israel and it doesn't apply to us. Well, indeed, it was given to the Lord's nation. And there are things very much in particular that apply directly to them. But as I pointed out earlier, don't you remember how it was in regards to the curses that all things that were listed there were moral? Not ceremonial and sacrificial, would only apply to Israel, but moral things. Moral things that apply to you and me, yet today. I want to be reminded of our text verses in verse number 26 of Hebrews 11, that Moses, esteeming the reproach of Christ better than the riches, greater than the riches, greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, For he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. I tell you what, we need to have respect unto the recompense of the reward. Because without faith, it is impossible to please our Lord. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you and I seeking our Lord in every little aspect of life? It's the only way our Lord is honored. In everything, every decision, every move, are we respecting him? Are we looking to him for it? May the Lord help us that we do so. You know what? I think our Lord Jesus spoke in the same way. He did it in the same way, but a little bit different. There, the people by the Levites declared about the curses, the negative, the offensive to God. I think our Lord Jesus did the same thing, but he did it in a different way. Turn to Matthew chapter 5. Consider what our Lord Jesus said, if you don't think that these principles apply to us. In Matthew chapter 5, and seeing the multitudes, Jesus seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. Interesting, huh? And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Our Lord Jesus doesn't concentrate on the curses, but he concentrates on the blessings. Because you know what? The curse is still there. If one does not see themselves and deem themselves to be poor in spirit, they are cursed indeed. Because those who do not will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Amen? The counterpoint is yet still true. But why go that other way? Why go the way of self? Why go the way of the world? Why go the way of Satan? Why not reckon with the Lord and understand that you and I in and of ourselves are poor in spirit and repent of it before the Lord? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. But I tell you what, that's a reward, isn't it? Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted by our Lord. Blessed are the meek, those with ability and those with power, those with ability to lie, those with ability to cheat, those with ability to move the landmark. But you know what? Just because they can, they don't. Because the Lord says don't. The Lord says keep that ability, keep that power under control unto his honor and his glory. Blessed are the meek, those that have ability and power under control, for they shall inherit the earth. You don't have to make it your own. The Lord will make it ours. The Lord has a reward for his people. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Who will not be filled? Those that do not thirst after righteousness. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. But who will not? Those that are not merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And who will not? Who is it that's declared there in that new heaven and that new earth that'll come down, that will see the Lord in his glory and be there with the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit? There's nothing that enters into that place that defiles. Nothing. Only the Lord's, only the righteous, only those that love the Lord and are pure in heart and have been saved by him. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. What's that say about those not children? Those that don't want peace. They're not the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven, just like the poor in spirit. Blessed are they which are persecuted. So those that are doing the persecuting, what's it say about them? They have no kingdom. They have no future. Blessed are ye, children of God, when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. So what about those that don't have anything to do with the Lord? Don't believe that he is. Don't believe that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Don't care anything about seeking after the Lord. What's it say about them? He says here, rejoice and be exceeding glad in that day, for great is your reward in heaven. Here the Lord Jesus is talking about the same thing, isn't he? For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. The word Israel concentrates indeed on the curses, but the word from our Lord Jesus concentrates on the blessing. What is your mountain? Is it the mountain of cursing? Mount Ebal? Just the name of it sounds cold and hard, doesn't it? I pray that the mountain of blessing through and by Jesus Christ is your mountain.